Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, the 11th of January, 2024. Mark is reading through the New Testament. He's in 1 Corinthians, and he's in the 4th chapter.
First Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man so count of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of fine mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. With me is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yeah, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing but myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, whom both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. These things, brethren, I have in the figure transferred to myself, to Paul's for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another, and what hast thou that thou dost not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? Now ye are full, now ye are rich, ye have reigned as kings without us, and I would to God ye did reign, that ye also might reign with you. That we also might reign with you. For I think that God has sent forth us the apostles last, as it were, pointing to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, the angels and the men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked or buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. And labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat, we are made as the filth of the world, and are the obscuring of all things in this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet ye have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ. So I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, and the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love, and the spirit of meekness?
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. We'll continue this tomorrow, the good Lord being in the matter. And hope you have a good day.